Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
8:23, I'm Howard Feldman. We continue our tribute to John Birx. Joining us in studio, Kathy Kehler, Chief Executive Officer at Chai FM. Good morning. Nice to have you in studio.
It's lovely to be
even
in studio.
Even if it's for a pretty sad reason, though, right?
It is, but it's also it's a happy reason.
Tell
because
me
you're celebrating a life well lived. The man, John Birx, his impact.
Mm.
You know, you throw people in the water and you can't tell where the ripples go. And that was John Birx. You have no idea. And we have no idea how many people he influenced.
Well, interesting, because Stan Katz alluded to that right at the end of his of that conversation, that he just did. If he saw a situation, he got involved and he did something.
You know, he was very much like that.
Mm.
You know, in the early days, what did I know about radio?
Right.
I knew that I loved listening to radio and I could tell good radio. But I called up a whole lot of people who knew about radio. And
right.
John Birx was one of the first. I tracked down his number and he was very happy to get involved. And
that's
I'm not
incredible.
Talking from a financial point
yeah,
of view, but
yeah.
mentoring. Another point, I mean, Izzy Kirsch, you know.
Well, they had the history back
you
know, at Prime Media.
Absolutely, and he had been in Israel. And But he was so approachable. And Stan actually said that he was shy. John was very, very shy. He was very, very quiet.
I was so surprised to hear that.
Very.
You could say you
and
it
made him
it
socially awkward.
Thing.
Absolutely.
That's
but
so
what it also made him was very approachable.
Right, human.
People were very happy to open up to him. I remember our first bout of auditions, John was part of that, and I remember sitting there, and people are coming through, they're very awkward, they don't know what to expect. The truth was, we didn't know what to expect.
Right.
But I remember there was one woman, she was very quiet, and she was very introverted, which is strange that she came for a radio presenting job, all the same. But as he started speaking to her, it was like watching a flower open.
That's incredible.
And he just had that effect on people because people identified with him. Whoever you were, you identified with him.
So
black people, white people,
so he just
everybody.
Stepped in to assist you in getting Chai FM off the ground, really?
Really, in the practical,
point
of view. I mean, I didn't know what I was looking for in terms of radio presenters, you know. So...
That's unbelievable. I didn't know that.
But aside from that, he also played some on-air roles.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So Helen Haldemuth, the late Helen Haldemuth, she had a character called Faggy Finkelstein.
Right. Why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah. Because she was
Faggy Finkelstein. Absolutely.
Right. And Faggy Finkelstein, we used to have on the morning show at that time, predating the Morning Mayhem, which actually feels like it's always been part of our lives, but there was actually... You know the exes, Howard.
Right, yes.
Those exes
yes.
that we have to talk about before the loves of our life. Anyhow, there was a catching up with Faggy every Friday. And Faggy Finkelstein, there was a whole story around Faggy Finkelstein. And she finds a boyfriend at the age of 82. She finds his name's Jaime Berkowitz.
Right. Oh, goodness.
And John Birx was Jaime Berkowitz.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
And the two of them used to talk, you know, in this Yiddish accent. And people didn't know that it was him. And,
right.
you know, until Helen started telling people that she was Faggy Finkelstein, nobody knew.
So she wasn't big at keeping secrets then, Helen.
At which point we actually had to, you know, say... You know,
right.
What's the point?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, somebody just putting on accents is not funny. So what happened was Faggy and Jaime ended off going on a cruise together and eloping.
Oh, that's lovely for them.
See, so you can still
right, find
you have
love.
So much to look forward to.
Right, absolutely. But that's so incredible that he and his support for a Jewish community radio station.
It was amazing. When we first went on air, you never know. We were so different. And I think that it was coming from a point where we didn't want to be what everybody else was.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't want to duplicate, which
right.
is why I don't listen to other radio stations.
Right.
You know, to see, well, this one's doing that. I don't care.
Right. We've got to do
we
what
have to
we
do
have
what
to
we
do.
Have to do and keep
yes.
our eye on the ball. So.
Yes.
With now, I've lost my train of thought. You see, this is what it was. What's the question? My Johnny
support,
Depp
support for a Jewish radio station.
Yeah. So in the early days,
yes.
I mean, coming at you from SABC, I remember phoning him after every day and saying, "So how was that? You know, what happened?" And he said to me, "It is so raw." He said, "I'm not sure if people are ready for it, but go for it." Because it's different. And that's how it was.
Incredible.
Yeah. It was just me were saying something very, very different. We were proper independent
radio. Did you keep in contact, or did he follow the Chai FM story over the years?
Oh, absolutely. He was one of our listeners.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I hadn't spoken to him in a while.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was ill. I actually thought it came as a bit of a surprise. One of the articles I read said he passed suddenly. And then, but according to what Stan suddenly. Katz was saying, quite the contrary, he had been ill for a while.
Yeah. What's also really interesting is... Now I've forgotten what was interesting. You know what? I haven't had enough water this morning.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Is that what it is? You know, this whole morning radio is something. You don't need water, you need coffee. Lots and lots and lots of coffee. So how does it feel for you? I mean, you were saying that it's actually not so much a sad day as it is just a recognition and a celebration of a man who lived his life to the full and did so much good in the time that he was here.
He really did. He really, really did. And he was so loved by so many people. And I'll tell you something else. He was an incredible son. His mom, she passed not too many years ago, but she was baking challahs into her hundreds. You know, the question that you asked me was when I last spoke to him. So I hadn't spoken to him for a while because John was having issues with his hearing. And speaking on the phone became very difficult. So, you know, with his schedule, my schedule.
Yeah.
So I hadn't seen him in about 2 years.
That's incredible. If I have to say to you, John Burks, the first couple of words that comes to your mind.
Man with heart. Man he really heart. Had heart. And I think that's what people responded to. And he, in order to do, I was listening last night to some of his prank calls,
yes,
which you can find on YouTube. And there's two albums, by the way.
Through them as well last night.
I mean, who but John Burks would come up with Schweinhund the Dachshund? Do you know what I mean? They are really funny. The first album was definitely funnier than the second.
Right, yeah, I did.
It's called Fun Calls with John Burks.
But also, it showed me a different style of radio. It was much slower then. I felt like, all right, move, John, move.
No, that's just because you're impatient, Howard Feldman.
Do you think it's my ADD? Do you think my concerto had worn off?
I think so.
It could well be. But a man with a heart
making... But that's the storytelling.
Yes.
You know, that's the storytelling. It's taking the time to mull it over, to build and to massage the story to get to the...
Maybe
to
we need to bring some of that back. Maybe that's,
you know what?
That was his uniqueness.
I mean, you and I were discussing playing one of his calls. And the truth is that since then, nobody has come even close to doing what he did.
Definitely.
And
not.
I remember asking him, and this is where I'm going to end it because I know you need to get to news headlines.
Yeah.
I remember saying to him, John, come and do a show. And he said, Kathy, I quit radio at the top of my game. Anything that I do now will never be as good.
Absolutely right.
And he was absolutely right.
Absolutely. Kathy Cater, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And sharing that very personal journey with John Burks with us.